Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Margaret Paul, and I'm very pleased to be here with you this evening talking about managing loneliness and heartbreak. I am the co-creator of the really powerful inner bonding process and author of 8 books, and I've been working with these issues for 42 years, and I have certainly learned an awful lot about managing these very, very difficult feelings of loneliness and heartbreak. So I'd like to talk about the fact that when we were little, we had a lot of loneliness and heartbreak. I'm sure there's nobody of all these people that are on the line and all the people that are on the webcast that did not have some loneliness and heartbreak in their lives. And the problem is that when we're really little, we just can't manage it. There's no way to manage these very, very big feelings with our little bodies. And most of us did not have people in our lives who were compassionate and caring and tender and gentle. In fact, the people in our lives might have been the ones that were causing the loneliness and heartbreak. Our parents or other caregivers might not have been there for us in the way that we needed. They may have been hurtful to us in many ways. And so the people who were supposed to be there to help us learn to manage these feelings may have actually been some of the people causing these very, very difficult feelings. And so we had to learn a lot of ways of avoiding our loneliness and our heartbreak and our heartache, feeling shattered and crushed and grieved and sorrow and helplessness over others, fear of real and present danger that we couldn't do anything about. And so we had to learn to protect against these core feelings. These are what we call in inner bonding the core feelings. We had to learn to avoid them because we might have actually died if we had felt them too intensely. And so we had to learn many, many ways of avoiding these feelings. And so think about it for a moment. How did you learn to avoid these deep feelings? Did you learn to go up into your head, kind of dissociating from your body and ignoring your feelings, which is something most of us have learned to do, is to go up in our head so that we're not in our bodies and we don't feel our feelings. You might have learned to turn to various addictions. You might have turned to food when you were young, and as you got a little older, maybe alcohol, maybe drugs, video games, TV. There's a lot of things that we learn to do that we get really absorbed in so that we don't have to feel our feelings. We might have learned to be angry. We might have learned to give ourselves up. We might have learned many ways of making other people responsible for us. And these are all ways of avoiding our own feelings and avoiding responsibility for them because we could not feel these feelings when we were little and survive. Now, I'd like to talk for a moment about the difference between aloneness and loneliness because there is actually a very big difference. Aloneness is what we feel when we're disconnected from ourselves and we're disconnected from a higher source of love. And when we disconnect from ourselves and we disconnect from a higher source, we leave ourselves very, very alone inside, and we feel alone on the planet. And we might even be around other people, and yet we feel very alone because we're very disconnected from ourselves. Loneliness is when we're not connected to other people. Loneliness is caused by not having other people around who are caring and connecting with us. It's caused by the people who are around being shut down or being angry and being unavailable. And this is really what happened for us when we were little. We had people around us who didn't know how to connect to us. And so we might have felt very lonely and very heartbroken over that, and we had to learn ways of protecting against it. Now, the problem is that the ways we learn to manage these feelings as children are self-abandoning. They're all ways of avoiding taking responsibility for our own feelings, and therefore all the things that we learned to do as we were growing up are now causing what we call in inner bonding our wounded pain. And our wounded pain is anxiety and depression and guilt and shame, anger. These are all the wounded feelings that are letting us know that we're abandoning ourselves, because our feelings are an inner guidance system. And our feelings of anxiety and depression and anger and guilt and shame are letting us know that we are behaving in a way towards ourselves that's not in our highest good, that's not loving to ourselves. And so whenever you're feeling anxious or depressed, or your feelings are hurt, or you feel guilty or ashamed or angry, that's because there's something you're telling yourself and some way you're treating yourself, something that is self-abandoning, that is causing these feelings. Now, unfortunately, people have learned to take a lot of drugs to avoid these feelings, which don't work very well, because they're not really caused by a lack of drugs. They're caused by self-abandonment. And so there's two kinds of feelings. There's the core painful feelings of the loneliness and the heartache and the heartbreak and the grief and sorrow. And then there's the wounded feelings of the anxiety and the depression and guilt and shame and anger and many others. And sometimes people are afraid to open to the core positive feelings, the love and the compassion and the joy, because when we really, really love someone, we're vulnerable. We're vulnerable to the heartache and the heartbreak and the loneliness. And so sometimes we cut off our love. We close our hearts to protect ourselves from these core painful feelings. And then, of course, we're causing us to feel alone and empty and anxious and depressed inside. So let's talk about what triggers the loneliness and the heartbreak in your current life. Just think about your current life. See, I think it can be triggered by a lot of different things. I think anytime people are mean or angry or closed or harsh, I think it triggers these feelings. I think all of us inside are very sensitive. And so when other people are shut down, withdrawn, unavailable, angry, I think that we feel those core painful feelings, but we don't let ourselves feel them. So instead, we'll react to somebody who's angry or withdrawn with our own anger and withdrawal, which is what creates a lot of relationship problems, and it also creates our own feelings of loneliness. And so think about, what do you usually do when these feelings are triggered? What do you usually do when somebody you're with is angry at you, blaming you, attacking you, judging you, shutting you out, rejecting you in some way, trying to control you in various ways? How do you react to that? Because most people get very reactive, and they react to that with their own protections. And that's what causes the anxiety and the depression. And some people feel that they shouldn't feel these feelings, that they should have outgrown these feelings, that if they feel heartbroken, if they feel lonely, that there's something wrong with them. And so then if that's the case, then of course they're going to protect against these feelings. Now let's talk about how to manage these feelings, because unless you learn how to manage these feelings, you're going to continue to avoid them with your addictions and staying in your head and giving yourself up and getting angry and all the things that are causing your wounded pain. And so let's talk about what it means to actually manage these feelings. So the first thing is that you have to know that you're feeling them, which means that you need to practice being present in your body. Instead of spending all your time in your head and your mind and avoiding them or in addictions, you've got to practice staying present in your body, staying present in your heart, so that you can actually feel these feelings when they come up. Most people are so used to avoiding these feelings that they don't even know that they're feeling them. They don't know what they're avoiding feeling. They just know that they're, you know, eating too much or drinking too much or taking drugs or getting angry or giving themselves up or staying in their head all the time, rather than feel something, and they don't even realize, because they're not present in their bodies, what they don't want to feel. And it's generally loneliness and heartache and heartbreak. So, once again, what do you do if you do feel these feelings? How do you manage these feelings? Now, the moment you're aware of them, the first thing to do is put your hands on your heart. There's a lot of healing energy that comes through our hands. When we're open to learning and we're open to loving, healing energy comes through our hands. People sort of naturally, if their heart hurts from loneliness or heartache, if they're aware of it, they sort of naturally put their hands on their hearts. And this is an important thing to do, because you're bringing love and comfort into your hurt heart. And so that's the first thing you want to do, and you want to acknowledge the feeling. You want to name it. You want to say, oh, yes, this is loneliness. This is heartache. This is heartbreak. This is grief. You want to acknowledge the feeling. Naming the feeling is very, very powerful for the child within you. Now, the child within you is your feelings. You can call them your feelings. You can call it your inner child. But it's very, very powerful to name the feelings, because you feel a sense of acknowledgement inside when you acknowledge your own feelings and when you name them. Now, those of you who have been practicing inner bonding know that a major part of the inner bonding process is learning to open to your personal spiritual guidance. And if you have not learned to do that, I really encourage you to download our free course, start to learn how to access your personal spiritual guidance, join our membership site. We have many ways of supporting you in learning to access your personal spiritual guidance. It is vital, because there is no way to bring in the compassion and the comfort that you need to bring in for yourself if you can't connect to your personal spiritual guidance. And connecting to guidance is about moving into your intention to learn. In the inner bonding process, there's only two intentions. There's the intention to protect with some form of controlling behavior, which we've been talking about, or there's the intention to learn about what's loving to yourself. And when you move into that true intention to learn, that's when your heart opens. That's when you begin to be able to access your spiritual guidance. And so this is a learning process. It takes practice for people to learn how to move into an intention to learn. It's practicing the inner bonding process that develops what we call the loving adult. And the loving adult is the part of us that can connect with our spiritual guidance and bring in the love and comfort. So when you're feeling the loneliness and heartbreak and heartache, when you put your hands on your heart and you open to your spiritual guidance, you invite in compassion. Compassion is of spirit. It's not something that we manufacture in our own bodies. Just like love, we don't manufacture that. We have to open to it. And as I said, when you open to learning and you learn to raise your frequency, which is the rate at which your energy is vibrating high enough, you can connect with your spiritual guidance. You can feel the compassion and the love coming into your heart and comforting the loneliness and the heartache. So even if you can't connect with your guidance at this point, what you can do is make a decision to be very kind and very gentle and tender and caring and understanding of these painful feelings. If you can remember when you were a child and you were in pain, what did you want? Wouldn't you have given anything for an adult to come and put their arms around you and say, oh, sweetie, That is so, so painful. I really understand. I'm here. Here, let me hold you, honey. Let me be here. I'm here for you. I love you. And to be very gentle and very tender to help you move through the feelings. And unfortunately, most of us did not get that. But the good news is that we can learn to give that to ourselves. We can learn to bring in that tenderness. We all know what kindness is. You might not know how to access the compassion of spirit unless you've been practicing inner bonding for quite a while. You might not know how to do that, but you know how to be kind. Everybody knows what kindness is. And what you can do is make a decision to be very, very kind to yourself, which means that you don't judge yourself for your feelings, which means that you're very gentle towards these feelings. It means that you hold these feelings with deep kindness, deep caring. And you do this until you feel them beginning to move through you. If you are really being very kind to yourself, the feelings will begin to move through you. Now, once they do, then you need to open to learning about what the feelings are telling you, because all of our feelings are informing us. They are always informing us. And so these core painful feelings are informing us about what's happening externally. What is happening with other people in the environment that we're in? The core feelings are usually saying, these painful core feelings are usually saying that somebody is being uncaring, somebody is being unloving, and we want to know this. We want to understand that that's really what's happening. And so once you get the information about what's really happening in the environment, then you want to take action for yourself. You want to take loving action. And here again is where you need to be able to connect to a source of spiritual guidance, because the guidance is there to tell you what loving action to take. Now, if you haven't had experience of your personal spiritual guidance, this may seem odd to think that you can open to something that you can't see and that you will actually be informed about what would be loving to you. But this happens. It happens to everybody who truly opens to learning, is that ideas pop into your mind, images pop into your mind. You might even hear words. You are truly guided. We are always being guided in what's in our highest good. And so once you have been very kind and you've opened to learning about what's really happening with this other person, then you go to your guide and say, well, what would be loving to me? What do I need to do in this situation? Do I need to try and find out, you know, why this person is so upset? Do I need to open to learning with them? Or do I need to disengage? Do I need to lovingly disengage, get myself out of range of whatever's happening here because it's harmful to me? And so this is the process of taking care of your heartache, your heartbreak, your loneliness. And the more you practice this, the more you learn to take loving care of yourself with your core feelings, the less anxious and depressed you come. And the more you're going to experience that sense of joy and inner peace, and the more your relationships will resolve and you will be experiencing loving relationships. Also, because you're bringing in a lot of love, you find that you're going to be able to manifest more of what you want. You're going to be operating at a higher frequency, which is what creates manifestation. Manifestation comes when we're in love, when we're in joy, when we're in peace. We find that we're able to manifest what we want. But when we're in anxiety or depression or fear or guilt or shame or all that, we cannot manifest what we want from that place. So managing your core painful feelings is what begins to move you beyond all the ways you've been abandoning yourself and all of the addictions. You cannot do this without a strong spiritual connection. The inner bonding process is what creates this spiritual connection. And again, I really want to encourage those of you that are not members of our site to, you can try it for a free 7 days. The membership site is very powerful in helping people learn and practice the inner bonding process. You know, you can hear about this. You can be on this webinar, and you can hear this. But if you don't start to practice it in your life, it doesn't do anything. And as we know, many people, they'll go to a workshop or they'll read a book, and they'll say, yeah, right, that's really, really great. That's what I have to do, and then they don't do it. And the reason they don't do it is they don't have a way of following up. And I want to suggest that the membership site is a way of following up. Many of the people on there go on for a period of time every day, and they get the help that they need in keeping up the process. Because I've got to tell you, inner bonding is the most powerful process I know. It's the only process I know of that truly teaches you how to be loving to yourself. And this is what it's all about, how to be loving to yourself so that you can heal that self-abandonment and be there for your core pain and bring peace and joy into your lives and heal your relationship. So really want to encourage you, I want to encourage all of you to try the membership site. Now, I'm going to open the line here. If you want to ask me a question now and you want to do a little bit of work with me, press star 7 and then speak to me. Let me know that you'd like to do a little bit of work with me. I also have a list of questions, a long list of questions. I won't be able to get to more than a few of them. But if you are interested in having a bit of a session with me, press star 7. Those of you that are on the phone, we have many people on the phone, and I can do some work with you. So I don't see anybody having the courage to do that yet. So
hello?
Oh, yes. Hi, who is this?
Hi, I have courage.
Oh, good.
Hi,
good.
I also have the same last name as you.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, that's how I found you. I'm so grateful. Thank
and,
you.
And what's your name, honey?
I'm sorry. My name is Arlene.
Arlene.
Yes.
Okay, and Arlene, what is your question?
You know what they say, when the student's ready, the teacher comes. Well,
right.
It seems like every time I'm ready for a next step, the right teacher does show up, and you will seem to be the right one for my life right now.
Well,
my question is this. Everything
yeah,
that
I'm
you're...
just listening to this thing on the web. I'll be...
Hello? Hello?
Yes, I'm
I heard
here.
Somebody else speaking.
Yeah, I did too.
Okay, well, what it is really, it's pretty important because I'm sure other people are might be experiencing this. I comes from an abusive childhood in which I never did get the love and the nurturing, and I'm still at 50 years old, don't mind me telling you, I'm 50,
uh-huh.
And I'm still looking for it, and I still have that inner child that's dying for attention and tries to sabotage me and in a lot of ways because she just wants my attention.
Yeah, of course.
And I just am having a lot of trouble because the husband I attracted to myself was someone who just couldn't give me what I need because he doesn't give it to himself. And it's that kind of relationship. Now, you talked about disengaging. How do we disengage? I'm also disabled. How do we disengage from someone who we can't really leave right now, because my goal is to eventually leave this marriage.
Yeah, but you know, disengaging is really not about leaving. Disengaging is about disengaging from the interaction and going and doing your own inner bonding process, taking care of your own heartache from the interaction, truly learning to take responsibility for your own feelings. It's not
I
necessarily
see.
About leaving the relationship.
Well,
fact,
I need to leave, so it is an
well, you know, that's fine, but you're saying that you can't right now.
No, I can't. And I did, and I came back because...
Okay, but what I want to encourage you to do is to let go of believing that he's the one that has to give you the attention.
I understand.
Really, you're the one that needs to learn to give that little girl in you who never got the love that she's needing.
And I'm going to need help with that, I
feel.
Well,
of course, which is one of the reasons why we have the membership site. And even on the public site, we have the free course, lots and lots of articles, lots of books, tapes, videos, lots of ways of learning the inner bonding process.
Okay. Do you ever are you ever available for sessions?
Oh, I am. I do phone sessions, and
okay.
We have about the redozen trained facilitators that people can't afford my fees. We have people who charge a lot less.
Wonderful.
And for people who are members of our website and who can't afford any sessions, we have facilitators in training who work for free.
I think I might be a member of your website.
Okay.
I'm going to look into that, and I'm going to start working with your website because this is where I'm at right now.
Yes, good.
So
and that will be a huge help to you, honey, because you need to let go of thinking that he's the one that has to give you the attention that you didn't get.
I keep trying to change him, and it doesn't work.
Yes, that's
work.
Right. No, it doesn't work, and it creates
really
a power struggle.
Doesn't.
And
yeah.
It's not about him. And this is one of the things that I want to emphasize to everybody. We always think that somebody else has to give us what we didn't get when we were growing up. And that's the big fallacy, and that's what creates codependent relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And we keep trying to get from somebody else, trying to get them to love us. But really, you got to let go of that, honey, and start putting your focus on yourself,
exactly.
Learning the inner bonding process, learning how to give your little girl inside the love that she never got. And then you will see what changes, because it's really, it's miraculous. What
if
changes.
I might add one more thing, if Mrs. Paul, Margaret,
yeah.
Paul, what do you like to be called?
Yeah, Margaret's fine.
If I may add one more thing before I go, and that is, I also know for a fact that when you don't give yourself all the nurturing, that brings in illness, because
it does.
I have gotten cancer, thank God I'm cancer-free now, but I'm also brought in some heart disease.
Yeah.
And that's because I've been holding in so many of the feelings and so much of this stuff, and I think it's time to make peace with myself.
Yes, it absolutely, when you abandon yourself, you bring in a lot of illness, because it creates so much stress in the body,
yes.
Which is what creates so much illness. Well, thank you, honey, for
thank
having
you.
The courage.
God bless you. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. And I'm going to take a question from somebody who wrote in. This is Anne Marie in Clearwater. And she says, thank you so much for offering these seminars. She says, I have a question about the inner bonding process. When you refer to the adult self, is that the same as the spiritual part of us, or are they different? If they're the same, how do we interact with this spiritual loving adult to heal the negative feelings? And if the adult self and spiritual self are different, how do they work in conjunction with the wounded self? Okay, so in inner bonding, the loving adult is who we are when we are in connection with our spiritual guidance. It's not the same thing as our spiritual guidance, because our spiritual guidance is spirit. It lives in spirit. You can think of it like your higher soul or a teacher or whatever it is for you, God, whatever it is for you, a guardian angel. But the loving adult is, we're in a body, and we get to take action. And so the loving adult is the part of us that chooses the intention to learn with our child inside, which is our feelings, and chooses the intention to learn with our spiritual guidance about what is loving to us, and takes the loving action. And the way that the loving adult interacts with the wounded self is that in any given moment, we are either in one state or the other. When our intention is to control, we are in our wounded self, and we're doing all the learned controlling things, and we're operating out of all our learned false beliefs. When we choose the intention to learn, we move into the loving adult state. And from that state, we can open to learning about these false beliefs, about the conditioning of the wounded self that governs so much of our behavior. And so it's the loving adult that's sort of the emissary of spirit that takes the action to learn about our wounded self, to open to what our feelings are telling us, to open to what our guidance is telling us. Okay, I'm wondering if there's anybody else on the line who would like to...
I am.
Yes.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Debbie.
Debbie, hello, Debbie.
Hi, how are you? And I want to thank you so much for taking the time for this free webinar. I'm just very excited. I've read some of your books, and it's really brought me a long, long, long...
Oh, good. I'm very glad to hear that. So, Debbie, how can I help you?
My question is, I was in a codependent, toxic relationship, and I've started my inner bonding process, but sometimes I get a little confused as far as, you know, I've tried some of the exercises in the book, like talking to my inner child and using my left and right hand dominant, which it works, but I always second-guess myself because I'm, like, asking myself a question with the right hand and answering it with the left hand. And then I go back and I read what I wrote, And I'm like, is that really me talking? And it's like my child is so angry with me, and I can feel her wanting to tell me things, but she doesn't trust me.
Yeah, and so one of the things I want to suggest to you, because when we're first starting to do inner bonding, we don't really have a loving adult. And
right.
We've been abandoning the child all this time. The child is angry at us for doing all that abandoning and
right.
doesn't open a whole lot. And so right. I want to suggest that you practice opening to your higher guidance, even if it feels like you're imagining it.
Okay.
And imagine this beautiful higher part of yourself. You can imagine an older, wiser part of you, your own higher self, your higher soul, asking the questions to your child.
Okay.
And that way you're going to begin to get the role modeling of what it's like to be a loving adult. If you just imagine this incredibly loving being speaking through you to the child who's angry, who's hurt, and that'll help the child to open up to you.
Okay.
And let you know what's really going on inside.
Okay.
Is that helpful to you?
It is very helpful to me because I think, and I agree with you, I believe as much as I try to be a loving adult, after being a certain way for so many years, it's kind of hard for that child to trust that
yes.
person that room in it.
Yeah,
so I
absolutely.
Can feel the negative, and I can feel her shutting down. I can feel her not wanting to talk to me. I can feel her not trusting me. And then as my wounded adult, I get very impatient.
Right. Well, yes, that is.
Shut down even more.
Right. And so, okay, now I'm going to take a question here because it kind of relates to what you're talking about, Debbie. And
okay.
this is a question that Ivy wrote, and it says, hi, Margaret, I love the work you're doing. It's so helpful in doing the inner bonding, but I seem to get stuck trying to access the spiritual part of me to help heal the negative feelings that come to the surface. Is there some special technique to help me contact my higher self? And yes, there is a special technique. This is one of the powers of inner bonding. When I said before, there's only two intentions, and one is the intention to protect and control. That intention brings our frequency very low. When we, of our own free will, choose the intention to learn about loving ourselves, this is very specific. It's not the intention to learn about loving somebody else. It's not the intention to learn about the lottery numbers. It's the intention to learn about loving ourselves. And when we truly want to know this, and when we want to know the truth about the false beliefs that we operate under, that's when you will access guidance. Guidance is here all the time. It's never not here. But the only reason we can't access it is because we're not in a true intention to learn, which means that our frequency is not high enough to hear or feel or get the images of whatever guidance is trying to tell us. And so the real key is understanding what it means to be in a true intention to learn about loving yourself and about the truth. This is what step four of inner bonding is. It's about moving into the intention to learn about love and truth, because in step three, you've been exploring what you're doing that is hurting your child. You've been exploring your belief system. And in step four, you learn about love and truth. And so, let me just briefly go through the steps for those of you that might not know. Step one is being present in your body and being willing to feel your feelings and take responsibility for them. And step two is moving into the intention to learn, the conscious intention to learn, and bringing guidance in, bringing compassion into your heart. And step three is exploring what you're doing, what you're telling yourself, how you're treating yourself, the beliefs that you're operating from that's causing your pain. And step four is asking for the love and truth. And step five is taking the loving action. And step six is going back in to evaluate how you're feeling as a result of taking the loving action. And so, Ivy, you're the one that asked this question. It is really about practicing and practicing and practicing inner bonding so that you know when you're in the intention to learn. This is not something that most of us have ever really moved into. We might move into learning about somebody else, but we rarely truly move into what it means to be loving to ourselves. Okay, is there anybody else on the line?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What is your name?
My name's Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, how can I help you, Jeffrey?
Well, it's probably a little redundant, this question, because you've answered a lot of the things that might come from it. But I went through a kind of a heartbreak experience that I'm 55, and I kind of been looking for that love that probably was missing most of my life, and then I met this woman, and it was a very grand wake up because it was for me it had those elements of a soulmate kind of connection.
Right.
I part of my belief system, but it was in my experience too that there was a number of lifetimes we'd shared, and regardless of anybody else's belief about that, the connection was just unbelievably powerful on many levels.
Yes.
And then right at the end of this fairly short time, there was an experience where there was like this agape love that just flowed over both of us, and it was like something I'd never felt before.
Uh-huh.
And it was just, it was just like you felt like you were touched by the divine.
Yeah, and that's what happens when two people have their hearts open.
Yeah. and unfortunately, what happened is that, I felt from this, my heart, I knew this was big. I knew this was something that I couldn't play with, and I kind of made the point when she asked about it that I'd like to give us a chance to be all that we could be and not maybe just lovers. And the next day she withdrew, and I went from feeling I'd found, one of those incredibly special people that you just don't meet that, or I haven't met that often, to just that huge emptiness. And the grief that followed was like, it was like, because my heart was so open, all of the pain that had been stored was just, it was torrential.
Oh, that is so, so heartbreaking.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
Yes, it's deeply heartbreaking to be that connected to somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
And then have them suddenly disappear.
You're just that. That's what it felt like. It was,
oh, of course it is.
I've been trying to understand ever since that everything serves a greater purpose. And since I've been on a spiritual path all my life, and it's about awakening soul and all those kind of things for me, to God awareness. But still, as a human being, and everything else, this was utterly shattering to me.
Oh yes, it's that's exactly the word. It's very shattering when you have that kind of connection with somebody.
Yeah.
And you feel like you found the person, and you open your heart, and you make yourself vulnerable, and you say, let's move further, and suddenly this person disappears. And I have to tell you, Jeffrey, it happens all too often. There are many, many people who can open and really be connected as long as they're not in a committed relationship. But they have a deep, deep fear of engulfment.
Right.
They have a deep fear of losing themselves. And the minute they feel like somebody wants more of them or wants a deeper connection, they get panicked.
Yeah.
And they disappear. And it's just so heartbreaking when that happens.
Yeah, it sort of has. I mean, that's, thank you for honoring that what I felt in all this, acknowledging it, and it certainly brought up the question for me. Not only do I need to awaken to the things you've been talking about, how to have my own connection to that, all that is within me, the core of self and God and love, but it's also brought up the question of what to expect from the human realm.
Okay, so, what you're saying is very important, Jeffrey, because what you're realizing is that you need to be giving yourself that depth of connection that you had in that relationship.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean it would be any less shattering if somebody suddenly leaves, but there's a part of oneself that when you're really, really connected and somebody leaves like that, it's much easier to handle the heartbreak.
Right.
Than when you're not connected to yourself. It's really almost impossible to handle that level of shattering.
Yeah.
When you're not connected to yourself. And once you are, once you're really connected to your guidance and you're connected to your little boy and you're really taking loving care of yourself, what happens with other people is that you're not going to draw in somebody who has the fear of engulfment. Because when you're not taking care of your little boy, you're operating out of a fear of rejection, whether you know it or not.
Right. I got it.
Okay. So that's always true. And so, and when we're operating out of that fear of rejection, there's a lot of unconscious things that we do that tap into another person's fear of engulfment.
You see?
And so then as you start to move forward, you're just tapping more deeply into that other person's fear of engulfment, because we come together at our common level of woundedness, which means we come together at the level to which we are abandoning ourselves. And it's almost always true that somebody who has a deep fear of rejection is going to be attracting somebody with a deep fear of engulfment.
Wow.
And so as you're asking about the human condition, as you do your inner work and you heal this fear of rejection, which comes from rejecting yourself, and when you're really not rejecting yourself, when you're really loving yourself, and that's what the inner bonding process does, the practice of it does that, then you're entering a relationship without any neediness.
Mm-hmm.
You're entering the relationship from a full place to share your love rather than entering it to get love.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be attracting somebody at a completely different frequency. And it's one of the reasons why right now for you, it's so very important for you to be doing this work, because you don't want to attract that into your life again.
No, I couldn't. I don't think.
No, you don't want to go through that, but you don't have to. Because if you really start to practice inner bonding and learn how to take loving care of yourself, then you will not be attracting that into your life anymore. I guarantee you, you won't. Because we're attracting it like frequency. And when you're operating out of a frequency of being healed from your fear of rejection, you're not going to be attracting somebody who has a fear of engulfment.
Yeah, everything you're saying certainly makes a lot of sense, and I've had little bits of epiphany along the way. I think one of the most difficult things has been the sense that I opened up to knowing that I love somebody, you know, and I felt connected to my biggest self at times like I'd never had before. It was like all the veils came.
Yes, off. But you're connecting to yourself through her.
Right.
And there's a difference between doing it with a higher guidance and doing it through somebody else. There's a huge difference.
And I guess the wonderment I have about this is that I've never stopped, even though I've been through every feeling of abandonment and pain and anger and all the gamut, that some part of me has never been able to shut down, because I recognize that I truly opened my heart and I saw her.
Well, but see, that's wonderful. That's a wonderful, wonderful gift, Jeffrey. That you haven't shut down, but now you need to use that to open deeply to yourself.
Right, yeah.
To your own feelings, to your higher guidance, to really learn how to do that. When you learn to do that, you will not be experiencing abandonment. Even if somebody leaves, you will not be experiencing a sense of abandonment. Abandonment is about what we do to ourselves.
Yeah.
Somebody else can leave, but they don't really abandon us, because abandonment is something you do to somebody who cannot take care of themselves, like a child or an old person or a sick person. We can abandon them because we're responsible for them.
So
but as adults, we're not responsible for each other.
Yeah.
And so when you feel abandoned, it's not because she left. It's because you left yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
You left your guidance. And this is what you need to learn to do, is to stay deeply connected with yourself. Now, I just remembered that I need to tell all of you that I do 5-day intensives for 12 people. I'm doing one the beginning of April in Colorado. And we are giving, for people on this webinar, we are giving $300 off the price of this upcoming The 21st through the 25th is April 21st through the 25th. We're giving $300 off for anybody who's coming to the April intensive. So if you are interested in coming, you can call 888-6-INNER-BOND, 888-6-INNER-BOND, and you can find out more information. There's also information about it on the website. It's an incredible experience. There's deep, deep healing in the intensive, and you learn the inner bonding process in a very deep level. And if you want to do a very deep level of healing and really learn the inner bonding process, this is the place to do it. So we are running out of time here. I wish I had the time for all the many questions that people sent in, but I'm very grateful to have this time with all of you and to have you make yourself vulnerable and ask the questions. Again, I want to encourage you to check out our membership site, as it is incredibly supportive of this process. And I hope all of you have a wonderful evening this evening, and I will certainly be talking to you again in the next webinar. So good night to everybody. I'm going to unmute for 1 minute here so I can personally say good night to all of you that are on the phone. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Margaret.
And have a wonderful evening, everybody.
You too.
You too.